理课堂听 class.com
Unit 35
供应链
Supply chain Section A, listening 1. Pre-listening vocabulary
Coordinated
1-to-1
Business to business
Assembler
Marketing firm
Overhead cost
Feasible
Barcoding
Tracking of products
Tactic
Compatible
Unified
Motivation
Customer driven
Integrate
Intricate
2. Hush, then listen
A supply chain is a coordinated system of companies, activities, resources, and information involved in moving a product or service from the supplier to the customer. A supply chain is not a chain with one-to-one, business-to-business relationships among companies, but a network of many companies and relationships. In the past business, it was done by such independent companies as manufacturers, assemblers, marketing firms, wholesalers, transporters, and retailers. It has recently been found that a number of overhead costs can be cut by close coordination among these steps. Also, recent technologies make supply chain feasible. Not only electronic communications, but barcoding, tracking of products, etc., are all possible tactics which enable smooth daily communication and which help reduce the time needed to move a product and to communicate among companies. Along with the development of logistics concepts and strategies, supply chain has been well developed. In a supply chain, relationships of all members need to be compatible. Unified purposes and motivations need to be established among members. There must be cooperation and communication through established channels. Performance of each member must be customer-driven. So in today's competitive environment, the ultimate success of a single company depends greatly on the management's ability to integrate its operation with the intricate network of business relationships. Section B, Speaking Up 1. Typical Dialogue 1. Background Information Mr. Teo, manager of a local chain store, is speaking to Mr. Reed Shaw, general manager of the retail chain, about the supply problem of small appliances.
Mr. Teo
Mr. Reed Shaw 2. Practical Dialogue
We've got a lot of back orders from our distributor for small appliances during the recent months. The distributor often delays delivery of our orders. Sometimes we have to wait as long as 20 days.
Sounds like we're losing customers.
Yes, most of our customers don't want to wait. They go somewhere else for their appliances.
We've been using the same distributor for some time. I wonder if that is the cause of the delays.
Do other districts have delays like this?
It's not been mentioned in our meetings, but I'll certainly check it. Order-to-shelf delays are always costly.
I urged the distributor to speed up with our orders, but no result shown.
Well, it's time we developed a supply chain. I think we can get our ordering system online.
Online ordering is certainly something worth considering. That would certainly make our distributor sense the urgency for each item.
Then we'd be all the more ready for other manufacturers to join in the chain. Okay, let me talk to the other managers in our conference tomorrow. 2. Typical Dialogue 1. Background Information In an executive meeting, Mr. Guan, manager of the delivery department, and Mr. Johnson, president of the company, are discussing the issue of creating a supply chain to reduce costs of storage.
Mr. Guan.
Mr. Johnson. 2. Practical Dialogue.
Now that our marketing department has developed relations with two Australian companies who are attracted to our product line for their Christmas market, but there arises a big problem of storing the products as they come to us from the manufacturers. Mr. Johnson, what should we do?
How long shall we store the products?
There will be a lead time of 6 to 8 weeks between early production and actual shipping. For Christmas, we have to get them shipped to Melbourne by September at the latest.
That means we have to store the products in the hottest part of the summer.
And our manufacturers are much concerned about the replenishment of their capital tied up for raw materials. Therefore, they're not able to rent space for storage.
I'm concerned about damage and pilfering during the lead time.
We need some insurance against losses during the storage period.
Can the cost of storage be passed along so that this overhead can be shared at each step of manufacturing and distribution, that is, manufacturing, warehousing, shipping, wholesaling, each adds, say, 1.5% to the price of the production?
We will try.
4. Vocabulary aid. Dialogue 1.
Back order.
Distributor.
Small appliance.
District.
Order to shelf.
Costly.
Speed up.
Ordering system.
Online.
Urgency.
All the more.
Dialogue 2.
Marketing department.
Product line.
Store.
Lead time.
At the latest.
Replenishment.
Tied up.
Raw material.
Pass along.
Distribution.
Warehousing.